During the Drashot Aran, Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima, we're up to page Memhei in the Beit Hayayin edition, and page Lamed Tet in this Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ramban had discussed the angel that came to assist, he had discussed Bat Kol, and he had discussed whether speaking through an angel is prophecy, is not prophecy. Now the Ramban continues and says, "Ushemistaleket anvua legamre," and when God completely removes prophecy from us, "Ve'enem nevuah velo malachim velo bat kol," and then the Jewish people today we don't have prophets, we don't have angels, we don't have bat kol. "Kigon mash min haumot she'en lahem eilu klum," for example. You have the different nations other than Israel. They don't have any of these tools. God doesn't communicate to them through an angel or a prophet or a bat kol. "Om Yisrael bedorot ha'ilu," or even us, the Jewish people nowadays, we don't have angels talking to us. We don't have prophets. We don't have bat kol. "Chozrin ha'umot lishol ovi yidoni." So then the nations, they adopt a form of sorcery that's called ov en yidoni. It's a way of asking the dead. It's a way of accessing information about the future and some kind of form of sorcery. And these are different types of kishuf in which you could bring back someone from the dead and ask him questions. And in order to do this, we have a tradition from those who knew how to do it, that it had to be done with a woman. "Ubaim ish veisha v'omdim al hakever." A man and a woman come and stand over the grave. "Ze berosho v'ze beraglav." One of them stands at the head of the corpse and the other one stands by the feet. "Ubaimtza yesh lahem kishkush." And in between them, they have some kind of bell, some kind of instrument, some kind of rattle. "Kederech kishkushe avodah zarah." Like the different types of rattles or bells that they use for idol worship. "V'omrim ashba'ot," and they say different oaths. "Umkashkashim ba'kishkush," and then they shake that rattle. "V'aisha ro'ah v'aish shoel," and then the woman sees the vision, and the man can ask the questions. "V'omer lehem atida krova k'mo shebe'alti," and he could tell them something that's in the not so distant future, as I've explained. That the deceased can only know what's going to happen within that year. "V'zot ha'sheila hi ha'brura l'shoalei ha'shedim mikol shar ha'masim." And this, the capacity to ask the deceased, is the clearest function that those who talk to demons can do. Meaning everything else they do, well, it's not so clear how they do it. But every one of them knows, like the basic, you know, sorcery 101 is learning how to talk to the dead. "Velechach piret ota ha'katuv k'mo shamu ovi yidoni b'chlal mechashvim ayu." And that's why the Torah spells this prohibition out, even though ov and yidoni are part of a greater prohibition of not doing kishuf. The Torah says you're not allowed to do different types of sorcery, and then the Torah spells out this type of sorcery, asking the dead. So the reason, says the Ramban, is that this is the most basic. This is something that everyone knows how to do. Yeah, Ari.
Why is that contingent that they're not being able to hear about the call? Sarah Yoshua, he goes into the grave and like, you hear these two sisters talking about his two women. They don't listen to the prophet. Mm-hmm.
I think that this is part of a longer sentence, meaning it's a long run-on thought. The Ramban has been explaining the different ways in which we could know the future, And he says, the best way to know the future is through prophet. Then you have, the prophecy begins with Moshe, and then you have different levels of prophecy. And then, this is what we saw previous weeks. And then, the prophecy got lower and lower till the generation of Haggai, Hizqiyah, Malachi, where their prophecy was the lowest level of prophecy. And then there ceased to be prophecy, and all you had left was bat kol. And then he explained what that is. And then while discussing that, he explained the different, that there's prophecy and there's an angel talking to you. It's two different things. And then he says, okay, now when you don't have prophecy and you don't have bat kol, what are you left with? So the nations, they still have a capacity to know something about the future through talking to the dead. He's still going to discuss other ways of knowing the future. But he's, it's part of a long thought. His point isn't that you can't do this in the time that there was prophecy. They did do this. There were people doing this throughout the period of the first temple. There were people doing this all the time. It was a biblical prohibition. Shaul, right? But his point is that this is part of a longer thought. He's saying, he's not saying it's permitted. He's working his way downward. He began with the greatest understanding of the future, which is prophecy. And then he's working his way down. He says, when you don't have this, you have that. When you don't have this, you have that. And now he's saying, well, what happens when you don't have prophecy? So then you're left with something that's prohibited. There is a way of knowing the future that is asking the dead using this this method of Oven Yidoni. Clear? Okay, so it's a start.
What about, don't the Makrobonians still have Basel?
I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't seem that way.
So the Rambam doesn't think so.
Seems, right? That's what it seems, right? Yeah, it says it black and white. ומפני שהאומנות צריכה לאישה ולאיש, אמר הכתוב, ואיש או אישה כי יהיה בהם עובד ידוני. And being that it requires a man and a woman in order to do this thing of ov and yidoni, that's why the Torah spells out, the Torah says, a man or a woman should not do, or if they do ov and yidoni, they get the death penalty. Why does it spell out in this prohibition, a man or a woman? It's coming to tell you because ordinarily ov and yidoni was done the way we explained, with a man and a woman. And so too, when the Torah says you can't have a sorcerer in your midst, that a sorcerer gets a death penalty, it suddenly talks about a female sorcerer. Same halacha for a man or a woman. Why is it talking about a woman? Because the essence of kishuf, the greatest sorcerers were the witches. They knew how to do more than the warlocks. You always hear about the witch. In those days, they knew how to access these things. As we move forward, the Ramban is going to discuss that we've lost this wisdom. That all those people who tell you they can talk to the dead and all the other things, that the Ramban discusses that earlier generations knew it very well, and in his generation there were still people who knew it slightly well, but he says every generation loses some of this wisdom, and by our generation, probably all of them are charlatans. Rabbi Avraham Amar Mibnei Shena Oskot B'Divrei Hevet. And he says that Ibn Ezra, he says that the reason the Torah talks about a female sorcerer, or what we might call a witch, is because they're the ones that are busy with this nonsense. Women are more attracted to everything, the alternative medicine, all kinds of things that are illogical, or that haven't been proved, or that don't work with the scientific method, so then you find much more women than men. Our minds work differently, and so they're more apt to accept and believe it than we are. So that's why that's the Ibn Ezra's interpretation, that's why it speaks about women. And we'll pick up here. The Ramban is going to continue explain to us what is Nichush, and what is what are the different angels, and what are Shedim, and the different ways of accessing knowledge about the future. To be continued, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.